It's MKFM, joined today by Andy Short, Chief Commercial Officer at CLM Fleet Management. Andy, how are you?
I'm very well, yes. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. First of all, tell us a little bit about CLM Fleet Management and your role as well, what you do.
Okay, so CLM Fleet Management has been based in Newport Pagnell for the last 35 years. We manage big corporate fleets on behalf of many different organisations across the country. Primarily looking at the way they fund the vehicles, the way that we look after the vehicles in life. Mm-hmm. So service, maintenance, repair, looking after them from an accident management perspective, also duty of care, and also for their short-term mobility requirements through our rental division. And unusually as well, we're quite unique in the marketplace in that we have an operational footprint, so we can actually store vehicles as well and put them through a process at the end of contract for example, the removal of livery, removal of telematics, to do smart repairs in our undercover facility that we also have at our head office in Newport Pagnell.
It sounds like you've got all the bases covered then, because I imagine for many businesses, they just don't want the faff of any of this. They just want it sort of sorted for them.
Absolutely. And this is about us taking everything away and looking at an end-to-end solution. So we're looking at setting the right policy, who should be entitled, who's not entitled mm-hmm. to vehicles, and then extending that all the way through the life of the vehicle, but also looking after them at the end of the contract as well, where a lot of organisations find that they are faced with unfair wear and tear charges.
Sure.
And we look to help mitigate those as well.
Good to hear. Now, I know we're talking primarily today about the salary sacrifice scheme, the lifestyle car choice. So first of all, tell us, what is that?
Yes. Yeah, so we introduced a car salary sacrifice scheme 18 months ago into the business to support our customers, existing and new customers, on their journey through decarbonisation, mm-hmm. whether that's across their ordinary company car fleet or an extension to a reward and remuneration package as a key benefit for working for them as an employer.
Okay, so what sort of vehicles are on offer through this scheme?
So all vehicles are available. So with car salary sacrifice, it's more financially viable to be looking at the lower CO2 vehicles.
Yep.
Back in 2017, the government went through a process to basically make sure that if the vehicle was what they classed as a ultra low emitting vehicle, it was financially viable to stick it through a sacrifice arrangement. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you really focused on the sub 75 gram vehicles in the marketplace.
And presumably, electric is a big part of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. I mean, most organisations we speak to are talking about how they go straight to electric vehicles, straight down to zero emitting cars, which is great because at the end of the day, from 2030, we won't be seeing
yes.
petrol and diesel vehicles available for sale. But of course, one of the challenges that some people may have with electric vehicles is actually charging them or using them for their day-to-day business. So with Lifestyle Car Choice, we are very focused on sub 75 gram vehicles and giving people a choice of vehicle that suits their lifestyle, which will still have a positive impact on overall decarbonisation.
Yes, totally. So are there circumstances where perhaps you think an electric vehicle wouldn't necessarily be the right choice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, being based in Newport Pagnell, of course, Milton Keynes is the epicentre of charging infrastructure
totally.
In the UK, and I would say that if you are living and working within the Milton Keynes area, you're never too far from a charging point, and therefore the use of an electric vehicle is going to be so much easier than perhaps other areas of the country. So, you know, we do find some customers, they just cannot use a pure electric vehicle for their day-to-day business needs, or in some cases for their lifestyle as well. So with that in mind, we are looking to put them into a lower CO2 emitting vehicle, which inevitably means some form of plug-in hybrid vehicle so that they can still go around their day-to-day business.
So what sort of options would you have for those circumstances?
Well, we offer all range of vehicles available that are available in the marketplace at the moment. So, but with the plug-in hybrid vehicles, you know, we are looking at vehicles that can basically still fulfill their requirements. So all the makes and models that are available in the marketplace today, people can choose from. And that's key critical. As we started to see the range on electric vehicles increase, we will undoubtedly see a shift of more people that were in plug-in hybrid vehicles going into pure electric vehicles. But today it's just not right for everybody. Mm-hmm. And when we have a look at some stats that suggest that the average age of a vehicle outside of the company car fleet could be circa 8 years old, it could be emitting 160 grams. We feel it's far more productive to support people to get into a vehicle that is lower emitting mm-hmm. than to exclude them from the journey because it's not zero emitting that they can go to.
Yeah.
And that just has a huge positive effect on overall decarbonisation. And it gets them used to the charging infrastructure, yes. for plug-in hybrid vehicles, etc. And used to that experience for them.
Absolutely. So this is a salary sacrifice scheme. Talk us through how it works, the logistics of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an online portal which enables the driver to go through the full end-to-end experience and choose the right car that's available for them and to provide them with all the information that they need to make an informed decision. And then the vehicle would be ordered through CLM and looked after throughout the life of that vehicle by our experienced team in Newport Pagnell. With regards to salary sacrifice, the concept of salary sacrifice isn't new at all. It's an employee giving up their right to gross salary in return for a non-cash benefit, in this case, a car. So yeah. We are able to offer that. Now, the good thing and one of the unique parts of our proposition is that we don't just include salary sacrifice for our lifestyle car choice scheme. We also include what's called salary deduction. And that's where the payment comes out of net pay as opposed to gross. Mm-hmm. Now, the savings aren't necessarily there from a tax and national insurance perspective. However, it's a more inclusive scheme. There's still no credit check. There's still no deposits. It's still employer supported. But of course, it gets away from some of the challenges with sacrifice that could be around taking people below national living wage.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And again, I assume even employees are glad to not have to worry about all the things that come with the upkeep of a vehicle.
Absolutely. Everything's included. So all they need to do is fuel the vehicle. And therefore, it becomes a very easy way for somebody to get hold of a new vehicle to have everything included for them.
So if there's any businesses listening who are currently considering their options for fleet vehicles or for their employees, how can they reach out? How do they find out a bit more about this?
Yeah, best thing to do for them is to contact CLM. So go onto the website, clm.co.uk, and go to the Contact Us page and email us there, and we'll be straight back in touch with them. Or alternatively, give us a call on 01908 210 100. And we'd be delighted to have a conversation with them.
And can employees reach out directly, or do they need to have a quiet word in the ear of their boss to get involved in something like this?
Yeah, they need to have a quiet word with their employer nice. And ask their employer to contact us. However, if an employee is looking for more information to support that conversation with their employer, then absolutely, we'd be delighted to take that call as well.
Fantastic. Well, you can find out more at lifestylecarchoice.co.uk. And Andy is Chief Commercial Officer at CLM Fleet Management. Andy, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for filling us in on the scheme, and best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.